Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferraci, your health and wellness resource, where you get the whole scoop and nothing but the scoop.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Whole Scoop. I am Carol Ferraci, your host, and we are a health and wellness radio show where our guests are just always highly credentialed. That is the reason we do the show, because you can get good, solid information from people who absolutely are the experts in, on the topics that we discuss. So remember that. So the next time you're tuning in, you want to find something about health and wellness, you want to look at the whole scoop. You can find me at naturallynutritioninc.com. It's always a good place to find me. And so tonight's show is Remedy Me with CBD and more. So yeah, wait till you hear who's with us, because those of you who are back with us and know the show, we have one of our best word to describe him is he's absolutely fabulous. So anyway, I just got to do the business first. I got to remind you that while our guests are highly credentialed on the topics we discuss, it's always recommended to seek medical advice prior to implementing any and all interventions discussed in this program. They make me say that, so there it is. You can call in at 347-855-8894, 347-855-8894, or you can also direct questions and comments to our Facebook, The Whole Scoop Blog Talk Radio group page. And if you haven't joined that, you should, because it's always the best place to ask questions, even after the show. Sometimes we get some follow-up stuff going, and you can do it while we're in the middle of the show, so we'll be looking at you. We have a website, thewholescoopradio.com, where you'll find it more information on our guests and then some elaborated information sometimes when we talk about certain topics. You can follow us on Facebook. 347-855-8894 is the number to call in. If you are calling in and you have a question, remember to push the number 1. To get in the queue for questions, that tells me that you have a question and that you're not just listening. And if you are just listening, that's absolutely fine too. And remember to push the number 1. And I'll call out the last 4 digits of your telephone number when it's your turn, and that way you'll know it's you. So with that, let me tell you who's with us. Dr. Basil Pache. I say Pache. Other people say Pace. You know, I can go the same way with my name, my last name as well. So he's a fabulous guy. He is the founder of the Total Care of Union City, a chiropractic consultant for Liberty Mutual Insurance, Crawford Insurance, and the RP Medical and Rehabilitation Group of Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. He's board certified in the states of New York, New Jersey, and Florida with a master's certification in cervical acceleration, deceleration, injuries, and San Diego Spine Research Institute. He is one of the whole scoop's favorite people in the whole wide world, and we are so honored to have him on, and I'm just so grateful that he's here, and it's going to be just a fabulous conversation. And with that, I'm going to say, hello, Dr. Pache, how are you?
Oh, so great to hear from you again and to be on your show. I just love speaking to you about these topics and informing our public and our listeners about what's out there. And we have a great topic tonight, as you were saying, CBD. And for a long time, a lot of people, myself included, didn't know what CBD was. It's short for cannabidiol. Can you say that 3 times fast? Cannabidiol, cannabidiol. So what is cannabidiol? It sounded like it was Canadian olive oil, Canada olive oil, but that's a whole other story anyway. But it's not olive oil, and it's not from Canada. Well, not at the moment, but they'll be producing a lot of CBD anyway, because they just legalized cannabis in their country. But not to be confused, CBD can also be made from the hemp plant, which is a cousin of the cannabis plant. So CBD produced from hemp is legal. That's why we can get it in a lot of our states. And I heard they're going to legalize hemp plants again. When hemp was initially one of the main crops the colonists were required to grow when they first started our country, because it was used for rope and sails and clothing and all that other stuff. But cannabidiol is actually a phytoactive chemical. It's a plant chemical compound found in hemp and cannabis. It's not psychoactive, so it doesn't get you high. THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, is the ingredient that gets you high from cannabis. But hemp CBD does not have THC, so there's no concern there, and it's safe. How safe? Well, the World Health Organization came out with a report that CBD exhibits no effects indicative of any abuse or dependence potential, and there's no evidence of public health-related problems associated with the use of pure CBD. But we'll get into that a little more, too. So,
I'm
buzz of CBD?
All that. So,
go ahead.
Saying I'm impressed with how well you pronounce all that. It's not easy.
No. And I was doing some research. I picked up a research journal. And it's very exciting news because they just released a new drug, a CBD drug, called... It's called, it's harder to pronounce, Epidiolex, E-P-I-D-I-O-L-E-X, Epidiolex or something like that, is actually going to be used for seizures in young children. So the kids who suffer from severe seizures from birth can be treated now with this legal form of cannabidiol. It's the first drug approved by the FDA, and it causes a significant relief in seizure reactions in kids by almost 50%. So now these people that had to move to Colorado to get CBD oil can now get it by prescription, and they're going to be also compensated for that because it's going to be insurance covered. All those kids with seizures really get some relief, particularly with the Dravet syndrome and the Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, which are severe seizures that these kids suffer from.
Right.
And if you go on YouTube, you can see the results of these kids who take the oil and get the relief from the seizures by taking the oil. It's just incredible.
Now, is this the CBD from hemp, or is this the CBD from cannabis?
Most of the CBD in this country is from hemp. That's why you can get
right.
it. Otherwise, it would not be legal.
Right.
And the research the research on the cannabinoids and the endocannabinoid systems only recently started a few years ago because the scientists were not able to do any research because of the cannabis laws. Because it was a class five drug, and now it's been classified as a class one drug, so they were able to do research on it. So the research is beginning with the use of CBD and cannabis and all that, but it's going to take time to do all these studies and bring it up to speed. Because go ahead.
I think it's absolutely fabulous. I work with. I've done some work with Angelman syndrome, which is a seizure-related birth issue for kids, and they you know babies and kids. So this is big news. This is really big news for populations like that. So thank you for bringing that out.
Yeah, it was just recently approved just a couple of months ago, and it's going to be available to these kids and to the public. So they're also doing new studies on CBD use for infantile spasms, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, migraines, and, of course, treatment for pain. But those studies are ongoing because they have to figure out how these pathways work. And we only found out recently that our body has numerous cannabinoid receptors, particularly in the brain, lower brain, reproductive organs, spleen, other parts of the body. When I was going to medical school, we didn't know this. This is all new information. So the science is developing, and we're able to study this. And the way CBD works, it works actually at the nerve endings in the postsynaptic terminals, in the junction, in the space between the nerve cells. And there are receptors, these protein receptors for CBD, for cannabinoid 1 and cannabinoid 2, which are protein receptors on the nerve endings that the CBD responds to. And that's producing the effects that you see for the seizures and for these other conditions and diseases. There's research coming out that it's bioprotective for Alzheimer's because it reduces the amyloid development in the cells, and they're looking into how it works with the migraine receptors, pain receptors. So this is all new stuff, and it's going to take time.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting.
It's exciting because there's any research that you do on this, there's so many uses for it, and people are getting such relief from it that it is pretty amazing. And, you know, you read the articles and they say, you know, is this the cure-all to, you know, be-all to cure-all? And, of course, no, the answer is no. But, you know, it's one of the most promising things I've seen in a long time as to how versatile it is. And it's because of what you just said, I think, because of all the receptors that we have in the body, that it can help in so many different ways. It's
exactly, and they're
stuff.
Looking into all those different applications. They're talking about use for use besides the use for epilepsy, and we discussed the Parkinson, the Alzheimer's, for pain. The big thing is the product developed by the pharmaceutical company, it's a standardized product. They know the dosage, and they know how much they have to give to the patients, usually about 20 milligrams for the seizure medication. It seems to work very well, and they're getting like a 50% improvement in seizure reduction. But for the CBD oil that we currently get on the market, That's considered right now a supplement, almost like a vitamin, and it's not regulated by the FDA. So the products you buy over the counter, you have to really be careful with, because you don't know what you're getting. You might not get a standardized product. It could be it could have other stuff in it that's not healthy for you. So it's important to get a pure CBD oil, an organic type oil. And the way the research is going, once they develop more uses, it'll probably go into the regulated pharmaceutical industry to be dosed and sold, as opposed to a supplement type like an oil over the counter, or like a vitamin or herbal supplement.
Well, the thing is that you got to know. There's so many options. If you just go on the internet and you research CBD, and everything comes at you. And I've even noticed it in the grocery stores now. But you're right. It's best to go to a healthcare practitioner that's using CBD, because preferably a healthcare practitioner has looked at this. And if they haven't, here are three. Do you mind if I give three rules of thumb for this?
Go ahead.
It has to be an organic source. You have to look at from where it's grown. Most of it's grown in areas like Colorado, and then it has to be tested from a third party. And if it's not tested by a third party for efficiency and exactly how pure the substance is, then you don't want it. Now, how do you get that information? You get that information when you can get a product that you know that you're getting it from a healthcare practitioner that's done the research that tells you these things, because most people who are out there selling it, or most people who are out there saying, oh, hey, try this, it's great, aren't doing that. They're just picking it up and then they're selling it. And it's expensive stuff. But what I've seen is that if you get it from a healthcare practitioner, it's actually going to be cheaper, because most of the practitioners out there are doing, yes, of course, they might be marking up the product, but they're not marking it up at rates like the retail stores are. Or, you know, what I'm seeing is that I've done some research. I can find CBD oil from a healthcare practitioner, 1,000 milligram bottle, a 2 ounce 1,000 milligram bottle for a certain amount of money, and I can find the same price for like a 10 milligram sample that I call a sample that's sold in a retail store. So you really have to see what you're getting. You have to be familiar with it, and then you have to know which ones are out there that are actually organically grown, that it's actually a pure substance, and a third party has verified it.
Yeah, that's so important because you don't know where you're getting. So if it's not labeled, you don't know what's in the box. It goes back to the old snake oil days. Yeah, we'll sell you this. It cures everything. And
that's right.
You know, it doesn't.
And it's legal.
Are there side effects? Yeah, there are side effects because CBD can increase your level of the blood thinner Coumadin. So if you're on other medications, it can increase or decrease the effects of the medication you're on, just like grapefruit does, grapefruit juice. So you really need to speak to a practitioner, to your doctor, if you're on medications, if you can take this or not. So it's not something that you say, oh, I'll just pick it up and try it and you use it after my workout or something like that, you know, and pop a like vitamin C. Because you really can't, because it's going to have side effects. Some of the side effects include nausea, fatigue, irritability. I was speaking to a neurologist yesterday about it. It can cause psychosis, depression. So you don't know. So even though it's safe and it's not addictive, there are side effects. And you have to you have to know that. It's not like anything else. Even if you drink too much water, you can have bad results with drinking too much water. Same thing. So it has to be done with caution and under, I would say, medical supervision.
Yeah, I would too. You know, it's not something that, just because it's safe and just because it's non-addictive doesn't mean you run out and you just go, oh, give me all I can take. You have to be careful.
Exactly. You know what the dosages should be for certain things, how much you can tolerate, what the effects will be long term. This is all new stuff.
And there you can find recommended dosage, but every person is different and everybody's taking different medications and everybody has different situations. And so the recommended dosages that you might find out there aren't necessarily right for you. That's why it's important to work with a practitioner and do the supervision with it.
Especially if you're on multiple medications, you have to know if there's any contraindication for taking it, because it can aggravate the situation. Important. That's the biggest concern. But otherwise, it's a safe product that has a lot of promising outreach for the population.
Right, and it comes in different forms. You know, you can do the oil, but it also comes in salves. It comes in.
We use the ointments in the office for. You apply it topically on the skin and it helps with pain and spasm and other conditions. We've been getting results with that too.
Right. So, and it enhances the kinds of things that you do. You know, I've worked with a couple of massage therapists in the area, and I've taken their massage oils, their massage lotions, and enhanced it with some CBD oil and some essential oils, and it's a specific application in terms of how much to use for what, and it's pretty amazing the results they get, because they put the massage lotion on, it's applied topically, everybody's aware of it ahead of time, they're willing to, you know, if they're not willing to try it, they don't have to, but they're reporting that it's definitely lasting, the pain subsiding is definitely lasting a lot longer, and they're feeling a lot better for longer periods of time. So we're getting some good results. Again, you got to work with somebody that understands how to use it.
Yeah, and the other thing is the oils themselves have a low oral bioavailability, so it's hard to absorb because it's a fat-soluble compound. So they're looking into other ways to to use
to
it,
get it
in terms of sprays or pills or lotions. And they still have to develop, you know, control studies to see what the therapeutic effect is, the dose range, and then the safety for all that. You know,
right.
But in terms of absorption and administration, they're working on different ways that they can administer it.
Right. It can get some really, I've seen it do some really fabulous things, but again, you have to be cautious. So, and I don't know how many times we're going to say that, but I guess we're going to say it over and over again, because this seems to be the be all to end all that everybody wants to deal with. But yes, we're going to be cautious on this show and let you know that you really need to seek medical supervision with this one. Okay.
Yeah, it's
right,
not
Doc?
The magic potion that you should be taking with your morning coffee. So
right.
When do you take it? Why are you taking it for? It's probably more than just a supplement. It's really going to be probably a medicinal type product in the future as they standardize it and develop it more.
Yeah. So I think, you know, all things considered, though, everybody should at least be aware of it, should know about it. So let's talk about, usages for you and your practices, your practice with CBD in terms of, because you deal with pain, right? You deal with a lot of pain.
We deal with a lot of pain. I don't use it in my practice, but in the near future, we probably will be as it becomes accessible. Here in Jersey, you can buy it in a pharmacy over the counter. And, you know, I did recommend to some patients that this product might be beneficial, but speak to the physician, neurologist, before taking it.
Right.
And if you need and if you need other products besides the CBD, you know, in terms of medical marijuana or other products. And they're also looking into CBD with THC for certain conditions too. And those studies are being developed now also to see how they work.
Wow, that would be interesting. You know, because what's amazing
more for
to me when
anxiety, but with anxiety, Parkinson's seizures, they were talking about that, mixing the two.
Yeah.
So, but right now we're just talking about pure CBD oil.
Yeah. Right.
And that product. Oh. And again, it's produced from hemp in this country. It's not produced from cannabis.
Right.
CBD is present in cannabis, but it's also present in hemp. It's just one of the many phytocompounds in both plants.
Right.
And they're still learning what all these compounds do. We still don't know, because we're just getting into the endocannabinoid systems now and the neurological implications.
There's a whole lot to learn. There's a whole lot to know. And anybody who says they're an absolute expert on it, you probably should be skeptical. You really need to do your research. If somebody says, no, I'm the expert, I know exactly what I'm, because it's just what you just said. It's all new. It's all new research. It's, you know, everybody's
kind of. It's all new. Just given permission a few years ago to do these studies. So within the last 3-4 years, they developed these products because they weren't able to do the studies before.
Right. Which is why, you know, the hemp plant has some great medicinal values, and that's why you can, you know, get some good results from it. But it's like anything else. I work with herbs all the time. But, you know, just because I work with herbs doesn't mean I'm not cautious. And there are certain herbs that have certain side effects, and there are certain herbs that you don't put together, or there are certain herbs that you don't use when people are on particular medications. It's no different with this one. So,
herbs and vitamins counteract with a lot of the medication. You have to be very careful. You think it's okay, but not. So, what's wrong with taking this vitamin with this med? Well, if you don't know, you could have some major bad reactions.
That's exactly right. That's why when I was working with a massage therapist, you know, people had to know exactly. They had full disclosure, and we did a rundown on making sure that what medications they were on, just so we could try to see if there was any enhancement. It's not a product that's used all the time. It's not something that's being done. It was just a matter of hey, this person's in a severe situation. If you want to try it, we'll try to put something together. But it wasn't anything like it's constantly being done because everybody's different, and you can't know everybody. You just can't.
Exactly. So better safe than sorry, as they say.
Right. That's right. You err on the side of caution always. So,
but research is pointing that is very good use for inflammation, which causes all sorts of problems, pain, ischemia, fibrosis, diabetes. Oh, there's great news on diabetes now too. But that's a whole nother that's a whole nother show. There's a medication out that's made from the tuberculosis vaccine, and it helps reestablish the pancreas islet cells and can cure diabetes. That'll be coming out soon. So there's a new drug out there for the diabetic.
Look at that. I need to look at that. That one's new to me. Wow.
I have a friend of mine who developed diabetes during her pregnancy. And she went for this study up at Harvard where they were developing this drug, and it's made from the BCB?
You said the tuberculosis vaccine?
Yeah, the tuberculosis vaccine.
Yeah.
And it really works. The studies were amazing.
Wow.
So the FDA put it on the fast track.
Wow.
But it turns out that the product's only made in Japan. So it used to be made in America. You can only get it in Japan now. But that's a whole other story. But
yeah, that'd be a good show.
The
right
CBD
there.
Is also good for depression, anxiety, and there's other neurological applications that are under investigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very promising. It's just that you have to be very, very careful with it, you know? Right now you do. Maybe later on, once all this research is done and they know exactly how the receptors react to certain amounts and how it reacts to, you know, the body reacts in a certain way, then, you know, we'll be like, oh, look how cautious we were, and we didn't need to be. But we definitely need to be now because there's just not enough known.
Exactly. Exactly. So in the meantime, if you're not sure about CBD, there are other options that you have. When you have these conditions of pain, inflammation, you know, anxiety, depression, and it's something that you and I use every day. Nutrition, chiropractic, acupuncture. These are things that we do naturally that don't harm the body, that can give you tremendous results. It's much easier to keep a person healthy and much less expensive than to get somebody who's really sick back on track again. But and it's all about maintenance, and that's something we do all the time, especially with nutrition, which is key, and keeping your body working properly and tuned up. We do that here with the chiropractic and the acupuncture, and we get tremendous results with pain and neuromuscular problems and even organic problems with the acupuncture and a chiropractor. We get tremendous results, and people's health improve. So CBD is just another tool we have now that we can use to help improve the body's health. But the bottom line, CBD is not going to make you healthy. It's just one tool in your toolbox, like vitamins and herbs that will be available that we can be using. But the most important thing is keeping yourself healthy. You got to eat right. You got to exercise. And it doesn't take too much to do that. With a little effort, you could stay healthy.
Well, you know what? I think I think the point to be made here is that when you take care of the body and you give it what it needs through nutrition and exercise and even just going through the chiropractic adjustments that are holistic and actually realign the body to its natural form, you're maintaining, it's like maintaining, I hate to say it like this, but it's true, it's like maintain your maintenance on a car. If you take care of the car's going to last for a long time. The body's the same way. And then you wouldn't need and you don't need things like CBD, or you won't need things like, you know, opioids or whatever, you know, because this show is intended to not, you know, that's a whole nother show. We've done that a couple of times. And, you know, we kind of get ourselves into situations where we think, well, I just need to feel better and I need to feel better quickly. So what's the new thing out there? So we go to, we went to opioids and we see where that got us. And now, you know, we know that CBD is not going to give us that result, but we don't know what other results it might give us right now. So, you know, if you take care of where we are right now and get the body back to a good solid balance, it's a good start. It's a good way of thinking. Don't you think, Doc?
Oh, I totally agree. It's funny you said that, because I tell my patients when they come here who haven't been to a chiropractor before, as well, I tell them, I'm the back mechanic, and this is the body shop, and you're going to come in for a tune-up, and I'm going to help balance your spine and your muscles, and it's maintenance. And, yep. You know, putting in good food is the fuel, and a little exercise is the medicine, and there you go. And
yeah,
CBD might be helpful in replacing the opioids, but as a profession, chiropractic has been dealing without opioids since the beginning, because it's a drugless profession.
Correct.
We don't use medication, and acupuncture is another alternative for these pain-relieving drugs, and nutrition is very helpful. There's lots of herbs we can take to alleviate pain and inflammation. So this is an old story, just that right now the focus has to shift from fixing that something's broke to keeping something healthy and then deal with it when it's broke. But this country, healthcare,
you know,
is really motivated by, well, we'll fix you up after you when you're sick, as opposed to, well,
yeah,
let's not get sick.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's where I was just going to go. It's kind of like we're always reactive. We need to be proactive in healthcare. And
exactly.
If we're proactive, we think ahead and we take care of ourselves ahead of time, then, you know, you're right. You know, let's
you
not
have a lot
get
less
sick.
Problems.
Yeah.
And then when something comes up, you're better able to deal with it.
Right. You're stronger, your immune system is more in check, and, you know, you're able to fend off whatever might be coming your way in a whole different way than you thought. How many times have you seen people coming to you and they have, you know, major pain issues, and when you sit down and you talk to them and you realize that you know, their diet is off and their overall nutrition as a result is off, and then they have some other chronic issues that they didn't even think about, and you can kind of multiply that out to two or three different things, or even up to five or six different things, and it's kind of like peeling away the onion, and you go, okay, well, now if you just take care of the core, then, you know, we'll start to get some of that stuff under control a whole lot quicker, and you're feeding your body, literally you're feeding your body what it actually needs. It's amazing. We don't think like that. We just think, oh, let's make it better, or let's have some surgery and get it done.
Yeah,
when
it's really a multi-specialty, it's a team approach. You need to do multiple things, really, to have the whole thing work. It's not just one thing. So if you do the nutrition and you do the chiropractic and you do the acupuncture and you do the exercise, you're going to do much better.
Right.
It's all supportive.
And you've got to add one more factor in there, I think. You got to, well, a couple more, two more factors. You got to sleep. And
oh, that's so important.
And you got to know how to relax a little bit.
No doubt.
You know? And
no doubt.
That doesn't mean, you know, sleep in the middle of the day. And just, it just means you've got to learn. We all have to learn how to
get quality sleep at night. That's important.
Yeah. Right.
If you're not sleeping properly, you don't get REM sleep. Your brain doesn't rest. Your body doesn't heal. It's so important.
Right. So, you know, and it is. That's all multifaceted. And you don't need a team of of healthcare practitioners for that stuff. What you need is you need to look in the mirror and say, okay, how am I going to take care of myself? And what do I need to do? This might sound easier said than done because everybody has a schedule today of, oh my God, I don't know. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day. How am I going to get it all done? And that's what we all tend to do. We all tend to run around and try to figure out how to fit things into our day. So that is all the more reason. And you got to understand, I'm kind of like preaching to the choir here for myself because I'm, you know, it's hard for me too. And I have to actually be conscious about what I'm doing for me and how I get back on track for me. So I fully appreciate and understand what people are doing and saying out there in terms of, yeah, right. I you know, we may not hear it, Doc, but you can hear it in your head, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, right. So, but I don't know. It's just it's a different way of thinking. And you know what? Maybe we should talk about that a little bit. Maybe we should talk about how to change the mindset so that we, you know, you can start to look at these things of good, solid nutrition and acupuncture and chiropractic and whatever. And then your pain level starts to decrease just from not having to do anything invasive in the body. Imagine that. Just imagine that, you know. You didn't have to take anything. You didn't have to take anything out. You know, you just did some things for you.
Real simple stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you had that muscle tension in your upper back. It's all knotted up. What am I going to do, take a pill? No, take a hot bath. If you don't have a hot a bathtub, you put a moist heating pad on your upper back or something like that. So there are a lot of simple remedies that people can use and give you great results. It's all about information and education and, you know, with a little information, you can go very far in terms of staying healthy. Excuse
you
me.
Know,
and with the internet today, the information's available.
Yeah, that's true. When you do your when you see a patient for the first time, why don't you walk us through some of the things that you tell your patients that you know that?
Yeah.
Tell us about a patient that might have been completely out of touch with what we've just talked about. How do you bring them on board and what do you do with them?
Well, first thing is you listen to what they have to say and how they got there. And then you know where to start and where to go. You know, you take a good history and see what the, you know, where the problems come from. You know, if it's organic, it's physical, if it was due to an injury, an accident, or just poor health habits. Most of the patients I see are coming in due to some kind of injury. So it's, you know, it's reactive, like you said. They got hurt, they were working out, they twisted their, you know, their back working out or lifting something, or they got into an accident, and they're not coming here because, oh, I want to stay healthy. Very few people come in with that attitude. I'm coming to see you because I'm healthy and I want to stay healthy. That'd be a great patient to have. The mindset isn't there. Like you said, people take care of their cars better than they take care of themselves. You know, if the car breaks down, they're at the mechanic fixing it. But if their back is out or they're not feeling well, they blow it off until they can't function a lot of times. And then when they can't walk, you know, they stagger into the office. Oh, help me. Well, how long you been like this? Oh, like 3 months. What were you waiting for? You know, so that's what happens. And then the smarter people come in right away. It's, oh, this happened yesterday. I don't feel right. This didn't feel right. I want to get it checked out. And see what we can do. And, of course, you get better results because the injury hasn't been there that long and it's not as chronic and, you know, you have somebody who's going to listen and follow your instructions. And, you know, most of the time they get better because they listened. It's not that complicated.
Right.
You know,
well,
the stuff we do really works.
Because,
you just have to pay attention.
You know, I would hope they would listen to you because they're coming to you because they need help. So, You know, it's always amazing to me when people reach out and they say, hey, I need help, and they come to you, and then they really just don't want to do it. So how do you decipher between that and, you know, the people who are sincere and really want to make some changes, and people who maybe aren't really ready? And then, you know, because it's tough sometimes, and then you get down a path and then they feel defeated. And that's the last thing that you really want to do too, because when people are in pain, it's very difficult to keep them motivated, right?
Well, actually, pain is a good motivator because it gets them out of the house and into the office looking for treatment. But it limits them on what they can do. So you really have to act like a health coach and motivate them. Reduce the pain. So if you have a product like CBD, or if you do the acupuncture, or you get them on a decompression table and reduce that pain on that disc, they're going to become more functional and could start doing more things, and they're going to be more compliant, and you get results that way. So you have to be a health coach, like a personal trainer, and mm-hmm. get them motivated. That's what most people need. A little health motivation, and that's why I love your show, because it's a motivator. It's a health motivator, and you're a great health coach. So keep up the good work. You know, I love what you're doing, and we'll keep talking about good topics. Our listeners can call in if they have any ideas on future topics, and we can always address those issues.
Yeah, well, you know, you are coming back in a month, We were looking at the possibility of building on what we're talking about tonight, So if anybody's got ideas or suggestions, or you want to hear something, you know, a little more detail or something else, let us know. Get on the Blog Talk Radio group page, and tell us what you want to know. And we're happy to listen, and we always have great things to talk about, don't we?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
We never run out of things to say. We never run out of things to talk about, which is just fabulous with you. And I'm so grateful. And the whole you've done great things for the whole scoop. And you know, you're just always welcome. So that being
always
said, I'm gonna open up and see if anybody has any questions. If anybody wants to ask a question, we got some people listening. Remember to press the number one to tell me that you've got a couple questions. Let me know, we'll kind of go from there. In the meantime, what I'd like to talk about is that you've got some of your own protocols for how you deal with pain, and what you do for, you know, specifically to you, and why people come to you. Do you want to talk about any of that?
Well, my personal protocol, I drink a lot of wine that I make, so that's very helpful for a lot of conditions. I'm kidding.
I'm coming to New Jersey.
Not a lot,
but
one glass of wine is actually beneficial and raises your HDL. So as an Italian, I'm very happy to have discovered that. But what were you saying?
You said homemade, didn't you? I was like on the next plane to New Jersey if you were making your own wine.
No, but how we deal with pain, as a team approach, because pain
right.
is so detrimental. Chronic pain, you know, acute pain goes away after a few days, but people who suffer from, you know, migraines and chronic pain and injuries, you have to work on that on a daily basis and do whatever it takes. There's not going to be one remedy for that. So you have to have a multifaceted approach for treating pain or whatever the condition is. It's going to be different for everybody. So, you know, you got to have different tools in the toolbox to take care of stuff like that. So if a product comes along like CBD and you get results, or turmeric, or, you know, different vitamin combinations, or magnesium for spasm, or whatever it is, or different herbs, that's great. You know, you work with the nutritionists, the dietitians, to to get that all coordinated and, you know, make sure they're not contraindicated for any medications they might be on. Otherwise, you just do the basic stuff, you know, simple chiropractic and acupuncture with no medication or supplementation, and get them moving, and you get results. You get results. Get them more functional, you get results. The more you move, the more you do. You know, and it's hard if you're disabled, but you got to keep the patient moving, and that reduces pain. Keep them moving and keep them motivated. Because if you're not thinking the right way and you have a bad state of mind, it's not going to be beneficial. So that's so important, keeping a positive attitude and thinking the right way to get the best results.
Well, do you do anything about that? And I mean, the multifaceted approach. Do you work with anybody on maintaining the appropriate mindset, or is that like recommended?
Yeah, we work with a bunch of different, depending on the condition, different physicians, nutritionists, dietitians. You know, I'll get anybody involved that we need, depending on what they're suffering from. You know, if we're dealing with weight loss or changing their diets. And like I said, you got to be like a health coach and help motivate and coordinate the care they need.
So you pretty much just kind of start with the person, listen to the person, and then kind of fan out from there in terms of what else needs to happen.
If necessary, sure, exactly. If it's something beyond my scope, or if it's attention that they need beyond my ability, we send them to the different specialists available. Yeah, sure, and therapists.
That's great. You know that. You know, but there aren't many people who do that, right? I mean, there are most people just, you know, okay, come on in, I'll give you a treatment, see you later, bye. So that's what I'm getting at here with you, because I know that you're different. I know you have a different approach, and I know that you're more comprehensive than most. And so I'm trying to get you to you know, toot your own horn here a little bit, because you deserve it. most people don't realize that, you know, if they go to a chiropractor, it's like, yeah, okay, he did his thing, and then I left. But you're more than that. So explain why you get maybe different results than other people. You know, that's where I was going with that.
Well, that probably goes with my training, because I started my training doing rehab in nursing homes. I got involved with physical therapy there, and working as a, you know, a team member with the different physicians, working with the patient. You know, you have a neurologist, a physiatrist, an internist. You know, you're doing the therapy. So early on in my training, I was used to that kind of paradigm, that kind of model. So when I started practice here in Union City, that's the model I went with. It was always a multi-specialty practice. So currently we have internal medicine in the office, pain management, acupuncture. So we do a little bit of, you know, we're able to help the patient in multiple ways in one setting. So if, you know, they have issues with their blood work, they can get worked up with the medical physician. If it's a pain issue, they need an epidural or some other procedures for, you know, interventional pain management. We work with them. In addition, while we're working with the chiropractic and the acupuncture, and that's how we work. That's how we work. Especially for, you know, the kind of injuries we treat, disc injuries, musculoskeletal injuries. You know, mm-hmm. You're working with orthopedics, physiatrists, therapists, and you're working with a team of people, you know, whether they need surgery or not, pre-surgery, post-surgical treatment. So this is what we do. That's what I like to do.
How many times, not how many times, but just, you know, on average, are there people that are like looking at the possibility of surgery? They come to you and you're able to either get them to a point where they don't need it, or they do, you know, they do end up with surgery, but maybe their recovery is quicker. Do you work with those issues most of the time?
Every day. every day. So I'll see patients with serious disc injuries. That's why I got into the decompression therapy with the Acuspina decompression system, because it helps decompress the disc without surgery. And the results are just tremendous. Most people benefit tremendously from it and usually don't go into surgery. Surgery is only indicated when you're getting muscle weakness, motor weakness, loss of function. It's not indicated for just pain. You treat pain with pain management, therapy, exercise, medication. Surgery is done to decompress, you know, the nerves that will be damaged if you don't decompress them. That's as a last resort. And then I'll see patients that had surgery that need therapy to get back in function or to prevent further injuries. So we get them in for post-surgical care also. But most of the people that come in are not going to get the surgery. They might need pain management, epidurals, acupuncture. And with disc injuries, that's a permanent thing. Disc injuries do not heal 100%. Your disc is not going to grow new again like a broken bone. So it's something that's going to require maintenance for the rest of your life. So the better you take care of it, the less problems you're going to have later on, and you get the best outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say maybe 1% of patients get to surgery. So maybe 1 in 100, if that much.
Really?
Yeah. So the surgeons really don't like me very much because I don't send many people to surgery because they don't need it. They don't need it. They get better. The herniations might not go away, but they're functional. They don't need the surgery. You know,
right.
In a few years, we might have a stem cell injection, and you grow a new disc. So if you can hang out a few years functioning without, you know, weakness and loss of function, you'll be okay. We'll be able to fix it. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And new therapies available with the laser, cold laser, class 4 lasers. You know, the therapies that we have now are just tremendous. So people get tremendous relief. And they get healthy again. They get them back to normal.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, that right there says everything, you know?
It's amazing. That's why I love what I do. Get people better.
Yeah.
Get people better.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that decompression therapy works so well. Says, what is that table going to do? Really? Until you start using it and you see what it does. And it's just amazing. I have patients on a decompression table every day. And they get better. They get better. Do the insurance company want to pay for it? No, they don't want to pay. But do the patients get relief? Yes. So whether the insurance carriers want to pay for therapy is one thing. Does it work? It really works. And it doesn't have to be expensive to get good relief and improvement.
How many times on average do they need to get on that table to feel the relief or to be relieved?
I'll start seeing results within 10 visits. Some patients even less. Yeah. And
that's great.
Depending on the injuries, how many levels, you know, it might take 10 to 20 visits to get them up on their feet. So it's a couple of weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, if they're coming in 2-3 times a week to do decompression in addition to the chiropractic and acupuncture after the decompression therapy. But the... doesn't take long. I've had one patient I've been treating since I got the table about 10 years ago, and she had some serious herniations. Her father's a physician, and we had her on the show actually, and they wanted to do surgery on her. I've treated her over 100 times on a table over the years, and she's functional, does yoga, works out, and still active, and has not required surgery. So it's all about maintenance. And if you're serious about it, you're going to do well.
Wow. I mean, that right there is amazing, because if I had my choice, just me personally, if I had my choice of, you know, 10 to 12 sessions with you to actually become functional again or to have surgery and really not know what those lasting effects might be, you know, to me it's a no-brainer, but, you know, you just have to teach people to think differently, because what you do is non-invasive. What you know, people don't realize that I do this all the time in my practice with nutrition. I just had somebody come to me last week, and there's some issues going on. We were talking about, you know, trying to get him back on track because he's got some liver issues and some things. But he just had gallbladder surgery, and they took his gallbladder out. And that's a very simple thing. It sounds like it's a very simple thing for people, but it's not, because the gallbladder actually serves a purpose in the body. And when you just remove it.
I heard that, yeah. Yeah, we need our organs for different reasons. Right, exactly.
Yeah, right. But we have a tendency now, in the medical profession, we have a tendency to think, well, we'll just cut that gallbladder right out. You know?
Yeah, or your tonsils. When I was a kid, they were pulling tonsils out all the time.
Right.
Now they don't do it as much because they realize you need your tonsils.
Right. I mean, it's like things are there for reasons. And this poor guy with the gallbladder, he was just in a major pain. And I'm like, did anybody tell you about bile salts? And he's like, no, what's that? And then I went through and explained why the gallbladder is, you know, why we have one, or what it's supposed to do, and what's not happening anymore. And it's kind of like somebody removed a faucet,
Let the water
sink, but the faucet still leaking. Yeah, and so that's what you're feeling every single time that you've had gallbladder surgery and you've eaten something that your gallbladder was supposed to dissolve.
Yes.
And so if you don't do the bile salts, then you're never really going to get relief. And so you literally have to do bile salts.
And the digestive enzymes. You never hear it recommended. So are you taking any of this stuff? Well, the doctor never told me. He just took out my gallbladder.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But maybe if you take some of these things, you're going to feel better. And sure enough, they start with some of the supplements and the enzymes, and they feel better.
Right.
And then you're a hero.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's something that simple. And what you do is not simple, but what you do just makes sense. It's just basic stuff that just taking care of the body and getting the body to come back to a form in which it can function. And it's not this simple fix, or this simple's the wrong word, this quick fix of, you know, let's cut it out. Okay, now you're done. Now you're healthy. See you later. Bye. Or, hey, pop this pill. You'll feel better. Well, popping that pill means that something else has to get shut off in order for that thing to work. So everything in the body has a purpose, and the body works for different reasons, and it comes together to make us whole. And when we take a pill, something gets shut off on purpose so that something else cannot happen. And it's just a different way of thinking.
Well, that's what's great about your show. It's about education. You know, if we ran commercials every other minute on TV on what we do, people would start to listen. But we don't have that kind of revenue to do that. Like you see on TV all the time, well, if you have a disc problem, that come for the Laser Spine Institute, and we're just going to zap out your disc on Friday. You go back to work on Monday, which is true.
Right.
But what they don't tell you is you have to go for therapy for 4 or 5 months afterwards. It's the therapy that's going to get you functional again. The surgery, whether it's laser or regular surgery, is just taking some of that disc pressure off the nerve. But you still got to do the homework and go for the therapy. And they never say that in a TV commercial. You just go on Friday, go back to work on Monday with a Band-Aid on your back. Yeah, okay. What about all the therapy you have to do to get functional again?
Right.
They left all that out. So.
Right. They never do. It's amazing. You know what?
That's
We're out of time. We are so out of time. I'm just looking real fast on the blog to see if there's any questions. Sorry, guys. Yeah, we do have a couple questions, but you know what? We pretty much, I think we've answered the questions. Talked about, one's asking about back surgery. Can I get any relief? You talked about that. Another one is about chronic headaches, and you talked about that with CBD. And then
chiropractic and acupuncture, great results.
Chiropractic, right, acupuncture, nutrition, all of that. And then back pain for a long time, and... side effects of CBD. Do you know the side effects of CBD? He did all that. So, okay, I think we answered your questions, even though I'm sorry I didn't take them in those in that order. So we're good.
And they can always call back next time.
Absolutely. You're going to be back on the February 28th. We're going to be talking about, well, we're not sure exactly what we're going to be doing yet, but it'll be along these lines. What's that?
We'll be talking.
Yeah, we'll be talking. So join us. Come join the conversation next time. You guys, you know, that are listening, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling in to listen and holding the phone or putting us on speaker and kind of doing whatever you're doing. But honestly, if you want to ask a question, we're listening, okay? So next, we have 2 weeks from now, we're going to have Paul Pock is coming back. You know Paul. He did a show with you. He's a massage
therapist.
Yeah, he's just a fabulous person. He's into some new stuff that he's going to tell us about. So I guess that's kind of a show on pain relief because that's what massage therapists do too. So I guess we're on a pain theme this year, and that's good. So I'm going to see you
this
guys.
This way we can help more
weeks.
People get out of it. That's the bottom line.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. Making people feel helping people feel better. It's great. So listen, guys, thank you so much. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. Doc, I'll see you, and we'll be talking in a month. And everybody have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So appreciate it. I didn't give you an opportunity to tell anybody how to get in touch with you. Do you want to do that?
Well, they can always email us at totalcarerehab.com or call us at 201-330-7575. Be glad to talk to you. And set up a little consultation if necessary.
Sounds great. Thanks. All right, everybody. Have
Thank
a
you.
Good night. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, my outro music is not working, so I'm just going to say good night. All right. Night, everybody.
Good night.